You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
So sad. The Nuggets went into Portland last night. If they had won, they'd get a few days off to rest for the Western Conference Finals, but they did not. They lost.
Oh, no.
By 11.
Oh.
And so now it goes to Game 7. Just like the Avs did, only this time we're the home team.
That's
good. It will be Sunday at Pepsi Center. Game 7. We just did a Game 7 against the Spurs.
How do I go to that?
Walk down the hall and ask Queen Bee.
Please let me go. Mm-hmm. That would actually be a lot of fun. Man, it's going to be rocking.
It will be. Game 7's are always a blast. So if the Nuggets can pull this one out, which I think they will go on to the finals, the Western Conference Finals anyway, where they have not appeared in like a decade. So
would it be bad if I bailed on Nicole for Mother's Day and went to the big game?
No, but you could take your wife.
Yeah.
Get four tickets.
Sure, seats are limited, probably. And the kids?
I'll let you work that out. Maybe for Mother's Day, she'd like to get away from the kids for a little break.
Right. Okay.
Right?
All right.
Spend the first half of the day with them.
I'll get a suitor for the kids. I'll go to the game. And she can go do whatever she wants.
New in theaters today, Ryan Reynolds, who came up on our show yesterday, and I can't say why. Yeah, it's Pokemon Detective Pikachu.
This will be big with the kids and the 40-year-old men.
This is
that don't have girlfriends or anything.
This is funny. I like the description in the first line. It says, Ryan Reynolds stuffs his PG-rated humor into the cute little yellow electrified body of Pikachu in the first live-action Pokemon movie.
Yeah, this will be big.
It will be huge.
People
first
love
of all,
Pokemon.
It's Pokemon. It's PG.
Do you know anything about Pokemon?
Yeah, little. The people used to trade all the little
cards
and everything. My son never. Uh-oh. I think my son missed that. I think my son was too old when that started. I don't know. Anyway, so that is opening today, and then it's kind of a remake of Dirty Rotten Scoundrels. It's called The Hustle with Anne Hathaway and Rebel Wilson. I really love the movie Dirty Rotten Scoundrels. Mm-hmm. It's one of my favorite movies. So I'm going to be curious how they
redo
this. And then, Jeremy, Diane Keaton's making a new movie. It's about a retirement community's women who started cheerleading squad to prove that it's never too late to follow your dreams or something like that.
I was talking to my mom yesterday. She's going to go see this. I think she's going to take my grandma and go because... Yeah. Ladies love Diane Keaton.
Yes, they do.
I was like, really? You want to see that, huh?
You and I should do a side bet on whether Diane Keaton does the scene in a kitchen singing and dancing, singing into a wooden spoon and dancing.
Yeah, that's like her thing.
That's like the standard thing for those kind of movies is they all get in the kitchen and they put on like a Motown song and they dance and then they sing into wooden spoons.
Yeah.
Are they going to do it in this
movie? I don't know. It's like a retirement community, so I don't know if they'll sing into a wooden spoon.
Pam Grier's in this movie.
Right.
And she probably would be the one saying, hell's yes, let's dance.
Yeah. I'll probably never see that movie.
So anyway, I probably won't see it. There's that, and then there's a movie out about J.R.R. Tolkien, the Lord of the Rings dude, about him, about the author. So there's that, and that's about it. What else you got?
I have some audio for you guys. We usually don't play these type of things, but this one actually made me laugh today. Off the air, Dom and I kind of usually poke fun at these type of commercials, but this one got me today for some reason, and it's because Mother's Day is this Sunday, and it's going to be extreme!
Sunday! 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 It's Mother's Day! Families from around the country celebrate Mom! Don't miss the homemade breakfast by kids! The spilling! The burnt pancakes! The undercooked eggs! Mother's Day! Sunday! See moms in restaurants! Waiting for a table on the busiest day of the year! And don't forget about flower deliveries! $5 worth of flowers for $75! Mother's Day cards drawn by four-year-olds! Phone calls from grown kids from out of state asking for money! And don't miss the dad's worthless attempt at household chores! Remember to say, I love you! Mother's Day! Sunday!
That gets...
You're welcome.
A ding.
How spot on is that?
Everything.
It is so funny.
I love the restaurants on the busiest day of the year.
I know! Miserable moms standing there because they're so hungry. So that one got a little laugh out of me this morning.
Very
so
good.
I hope you enjoy that as well. So yeah, there's a bunch of new stats. It's yearly stats on being a mom. Here are some of the highlights. Your mom will spend 3 hours and 58 minutes a week watching kids' sports.
Yeah.
We're doing that tonight and tomorrow. They take 3 days off of work per year to look after sick kids.
Yeah.
You spend about almost 5 hours a year at school plays and assemblies. It goes over the amount of drawings that you hang on your fridge or on your walls, about 5 every year. I think we've gone way past that at my house. How many times you've been woken up for bad dreams, how many times you hear your kids say, "I'm bored," which is 144 times a year. And you've got to buy your kids roughly 38 presents a year between birthdays, Christmas, and other occasions.
Yes.
Just shy of 40 presents.
Mm-hmm.
That's
a lot. We got
an
email from someone who said they're at 10 so far this year with their kids' friends, and the season is coming up. Mm-hmm. So
yeah, it's nonstop with that stuff.
You know, if we were really smart, we would have devoted this show today to yo mama jokes.
I know. I've thought about that, but then some of them are pretty harsh, so.
I know.
A lot of, you know, weight-related ones I don't think would be funny. And ladies, if you don't have kiddos yet, maybe you have a cute little Rottweiler or something. According to a new survey, women with dogs, 75% of them say they're not just dog owners, they're dog mummies. And they consider their dog to be their child, and they celebrate that dog as their child.
Okay.
Fur baby. So we'll let that just sit there. Kids, listen to me today. Help mom out, because today is National Clean Up Your Room Day. And I guess you're supposed to put before and after pictures online, which is weird to me, and then hashtag it Clean Up Your Room Day.
That's funny.
So I would say that is probably the number one argument, yelling, you know, at my house is clean up your room. It's, they'll clean it up, Dom, and then 15 minutes later, it's like a tornado went through. I don't know how these kids do it. And then honorable mention, we talked about this earlier. Tomorrow is Eat Whatever You Want Day. Did you come up with something, DT, on what you want to eat?
No, I'm going to make it.
Whatever you want, man.
Here's what I'm going to do. I am going to make it spontaneous.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm.
Make it pancakes.
I'm going to. Oh.
Pancakes.
Okay.
I have a recipe for Cinnamon Toast Crunch pancakes that I should shoot over.
And you will share it with me.
It involves taking handfuls of Cinnamon Toast Crunch and crunching it up and, like, sprinkling it all over your pancakes.
Dude.
Are you kidding me?
That sounds like the kind of thing when we talked about French toast,
mm-hmm,
using the cornflakes.
Yes.
You could do that. You could make a... Which one was it? Cinnamon Toast?
Cinnamon Toast Crunch.
You could do that with your French toast.
French toast, too, which would be even better. Quickly, here's a couple crap on celebrities. Kim and Kanye's surrogate went into labor yesterday, you guys. I know we're all freaking out. There's no word yet if she gave birth, but it'll be their fourth child. And from what I hear, a boy? A little baby boy. So sure, we'll be talking about that on Monday. And for anyone who cares, celebrities are just like us. David Beckham had his driver's license revoked in England because he was on his phone while he was driving, which is like a really big no-no there. And reportedly, he was using his phone at knee level while he was driving in slow-moving traffic. And he's not able to drive for 6 months now. They took it away for 6 months. He has to pay a fine of $1,000 and $200 in court costs, which I think he can afford, because isn't he worth like $1 billion? Literally $1 billion.
That is correct.
Yeah.
Along with the Spice Girl, they're worth $1 billion.
I think he's got it handled.
And I think he can find somebody to drive him for 6 months.
He'll be fine. Everybody relax. Clickbait me.
Clickbait.
Go to Facebook right now, search Dom and Jeremy. I posted a video this morning, one of the more ridiculous ones, because a guy in Idaho just broke a Guinness World Record for holding 100 lit candles in his mouth. That's pretty much all I need to tell you about this.
It's like a
torch in this guy's mouth, and I just want to say why.
I got to see
why is this a thing? It's on our Facebook page, search Dom and Jeremy.
Clickbait.
That is what's trending now.